Portland riots continue without feds as local police stand down. By Penny Starr on August 10, 2020. Riots continued in Portland on Sunday, where a police facility was attacked. Officers were injured, and 16 people were arrested for interfering with a peace officer despite claims by Democrats in Oregon and Congress that the protests are mostly peaceful and turned violent only because of the presence of federal police. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, which is tasked with protecting the federal courthouse in Portland and federal buildings across the country, increased the number of federal officers in midsummer but have returned to being stationed inside the facility while local and state police are responsible for the exterior. But Portland police issued a press release that not only described the criminal behavior taking place in the city but said that officers stood down at the height of the riot. The group continued into Kenton Park and began to reconvene. More warnings were given, and those that did not leave were moved out of the park. A smaller group made their way back to the PPA, Portland Police Association, offices where they were again warned that it was a riot and they were to disperse. Multiple arrests were made. In an effort to de-escalate, police left the area. Some individuals moved back out onto Lombard Street, blocking traffic with dumpsters, pieces of fencing, and other items. Some small fires were lit in the roadway. Those in the street were warned to move to the sidewalk. After some time, they moved aside and reopened the street. But according to eyewitness accounts and police, the rioters were extremely violent and police made an effort early in the evening to control them. Overnight on 9-10 August, Antifa rioters in Portland descended on the police union building again after burning it the previous night. Citizen journalist Andy Ngo tweeted on Sunday. They immediately began blocking the street west, a fire. Antifa threw explosives at responding police. Two suffered burn injuries. Oregon State Police and at Portland Police move Antifa rioters back in North Portland tonight, Ngo tweeted. Rioters set up street blockades again and throw an explosive right in the middle of cops. Hashtag Portland riots, hashtag Antifa. As Breitbart News reported, black residents who oppose the riots because of threats to their families and community tried to voice their concerns over the weekend but left-wing Black Lives Matter activists drowned them out. Portland police released the names of those arrested. 1. Norland, Zoe, 22, of Portland, disorderly conduct in the second degree, interfering with a peace officer. 2. Lorenz, Maxwell, 22, of Portland, disorderly conduct in the second degree, interfering with a peace officer. 3. Lavelle, Rachel Ramon, 23, unknown residence, interfering with a peace officer. 4. Pribanow, Samantha, 22, of Tigard, interfering with a peace officer. 5. Doe, Jane, unknown age, unknown residence, interfering with a peace officer. 6. Vanda Walker, Moira, 25, of Portland, riot, interfering with a peace officer. 7. Hester, Demetria, 46, of Portland, disorderly conduct in the second degree, interfering with a peace officer. 8. Torres, Michelle, 33, of Portland, disorderly conduct in the second degree, interfering with a peace officer. 9. Hamilton, Lavana, 43, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer. 10. Ogunfredi Timi, Folasad, 27, of Hillsboro, interfering with a peace officer. 11. Ankney, Olivia, 33, of Beaverton, interfering with a peace officer. 12. Real, Nicholas, 28, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer. 13. Alger, William, 21, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer. 14. Weber, Samuel, 24, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer. 15. Chrisman, Tyler, 24, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer. 16. Britton, Jason, 30, of Gresham, disorderly conduct in the second degree, interfering with a peace officer. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.